I hope this information is interesting to you folks. I think that's what you come down here for, to try to learn the origin and as much about this type and style of music as you possibly can. And any information that I can pass on to anybody pertaining to this business, I'm always happy to do so. As I made a career out of it at a very early age, I started professionally when I was 12 years old in the business. And I've been in the business about 25 years. Don't nobody go to adding out there either. But I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed meeting the folks that love the music. I've seen a lot of young folks turn into good talent that has come up to me when they were children and kids and asked me how you do this particular thing or that particular thing, and it always makes me feel proud when I see a young man or a young lady, either one, turn out to be a real pro in the business years later. Kind of makes you proud of them. Along in the 40s, the early 40s, there was a trend of guitar picking come out. Everybody seemed to want to leave the melody of a song and play around it. It was Duke's mixture of Texas swing style and mountain hillbilly, I always said. The first particular record I ever noticed of this was Jack Guthrie. He had a record out called I Loved You Once, But I Can't Trust You Now. And the guitar picker tended to... I'll play you the tune of the song first, and then I'll cut it up like they started doing it about that time.
I keep telling myself.